Welcome to the Larry Kreider's Leadership Podcast. Larry is the author of over 40 books, the founder of Dove International, a worldwide family of churches and ministries in six continents, and has over 50 years of leadership experience. He and his guests will share inspirational leadership insights from their journey with God. These insights, gleaned from serving leaders in many nations, will transform your life and leadership. For more information on Larry's books and resources, visit LarryKreider.com.
Hi, I'm Larry Kreider. With me and my friend Merle Shank, and we're talking about leadership today. And yeah, we want to talk about some specific kind of leadership. I've seen often, Merle, that a team will start, a leadership team will start, and it has this vision from God, right, and they want to go and obey God, and it's awesome. And about a year later, somebody drops out, or maybe 2 years later, half the team drops out.
Ouch. If you're that leader, that's ouch.
Exactly. Or maybe 5 years later, almost everybody drops out. I've seen that again and again and again.
So what do you think is happening with those dynamics, Larry?
Well, I used to think, well, people just had issues with leadership, you know, and I thought it was a people problem, but I realize that it's not always.
Okay.
First of all, you got to remember that people are like pieces to a puzzle. Some fit and some don't. And you don't always know that. And you get a vision from God and you say, we're going to plant a church, we're going to start a ministry, we're going to start a business or whatever. And you build a team. You know, usually there's a leader with a team, they're working together.
Right.
And but then that doesn't mean everyone on the team is called long term on the team.
Long term. So, I mean, because that can also be a season thing, too.
It can.
Like where people fit for a season and then they don't fit anymore, maybe because of their own season.
Right.
Of what God's doing in their own life.
Exactly. Because God's given them dreams and visions for them to give leadership to fulfill in another setting.
So many times when that happens, Larry, I feel like people will try and come up with an excuse. Like they have to have like a biblical reason to leave the team. Or this reason that almost justifies them kind of, you know, stepping off of the team. Well, they're not doing something right, or they have to come up with like a negative thing that kind of justifies their exit, rather than just recognizing, hey, God is doing something new and we need to embrace that and kind of shift and shift gears. But talk about that for the leader who is maybe experiencing that on his or her team. Where, you know, people are starting to kind of cycle off. Maybe it's been a year or 5 years.
Yeah. And it often happens to young leaders. For me, I was a young leader, and this happened more than when I was, you know, in my later years. I call it the principle of the scaffolding.
Okay.
Now, here's what I mean by that. You know, when you've done building construction and you're building a house, the spiritual counterpart is, Peter says, we are living stones being built together into a spiritual house. Okay. So if you're building a spiritual house or a natural house, you get a scaffolding and you stand on that and you lay the bricks or do whatever you got to do and to get up to the top and get the roof on and get the house completed, the scaffolding.
Right.
Here's what I found. When you build a team, I thought everybody was a brick on the wall forever. Like, they're going to be here till Jesus comes back. We're doing this thing together, you know.
It's the right heart. Yeah.
But it's just not always that way because of God's call, people's lives, and God calling people to different kinds of things. So it's like this. I find that some people really are bricks on the wall. Yeah. They're going to work together on this same team. Billy Graham and his team worked together for how many years? I mean, decades together. Yeah. They were on the wall together.
Right.
But some people are part of the scaffolding.
Right. You know, that happened for us, you know, in our first church plant there in South Africa.
Yeah.
A lot of the people who were on our original team were students.
Right.
They were students from Bible College.
Right,
they were students.
Right, right.
And just, you know, that season of life kind of, you know, they were going to go off and get married. They were going to go off and start new ministries, all those kind of things. But eventually it gave away to where other people, like people who are from Cape Town, from the local region, were stepping up into those roles. And almost, I mean, I really saw that handover and that changeover happen for us and for me.
Some people are part of the wall. Some people are part of the scaffolding. And that's a good thing. There's times I've been part of teams, I've been part of the scaffolding.
Right.
To help them for a season get to where they need to go. Then I'm helping somebody else.
So how do you know if you're a part of the wall or part of the scaffolding?
Sometimes in the beginning, you don't know.
Okay, so it's okay not to know.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've talked before about Paul and Barnabas, and, you know, they were a great missionary team.
Right.
But then there's some issues. They just had some
over John Mark,
Over John Mark.
Right.
You know, and, you know, Paul says, you know, we're not taking him on the next trip. And Barnabas says, he's my cousin. Yes, we are.
And, you know, he's family.
And it says they had a dissension. I mean, they were probably really yeah. ticked off at each other.
I imagine so. But, I mean, was that maybe a scaffolding issue? Because you see John Mark cycle back and work with Peter.
Exactly.
You know, as a scribe for Peter. Then Paul, you know, reconciles.
He does.
Towards the end.
He's saying, hey, I need him. I need him later on. Yeah. Right.
Was that maybe just a scaffolding issue?
I think that's an example of it could be a scaffolding issue. Okay. Because Barnabas's heart was so much toward discipling, you know, his cousin, John Mark.
Right.
And Paul's heart was, let's go out and check these churches and plant more churches. It was just a difference in focus. And I think it could have been a scaffolding issue. I'm not minimizing. There would have been better ways to handle it, I think.
Sure.
But still, they saw the kingdom in it, and they saw in the end there was great reconciliation.
So Paul said, you know, you get the feeling of like almost rejection, because Paul was like, hey, he has abandoned us in the work. He's abandoned me in the work.
Yeah.
And I know for a lot of leaders out there who have this whole issue playing out, maybe in your leadership team, you know, where, you know, one or two or a couple or of people are kind of stepping off, it can feel like abandonment.
It can
feel like rejection. It can feel hard.
Yeah.
And two things. How do you kind of preempt this? How do you have that discussion maybe beforehand, before people start feeling that it's okay if you feel this way? Like, how do you have that talk, if you will?
Okay. Let's deal with that one first.
Okay.
I think it's important to build in evaluations into building teams. So we're building a team. You're a young leader building a team, or you're part of a team. And don't make the mistake that, well, we're going to do this forever. You might. I'm blessed to work with leaders for 30-some years, 35 or more years, and that's been great. But I've had a lot of leaders I work with, amazing leaders, that are no longer serving with me in different ways. And because it was part of, they were a great scaffolding, they were amazing for a season. And so I think it's good to have evaluation, at least talk about it. Yeah. And we get in trouble when we say, okay, we're going to work together as long as we live. Who knows? The scripture says, James says, if the Lord wills, we'll do this or that. So we don't, only God knows it. We got to all be open to the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. So, I mean, that sounds like just a posture of posturing ourselves with an open hand, saying, Lord, this is your work.
Yes.
You know, we're here in obedience to you, and we're working together in obedience to you, and how we work together, that's up to you. Like, you don't work for us, we work for
that's
you kind
right.
of thing.
That's exactly right.
Then the second point, I think, is talk to that leader who is maybe wrestling with some of those rejection, those feelings of rejection. And
because people left, you mean?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, well, if, you know, if you've, all of us deal with that at times. There's no leader, I think, that doesn't.
Right.
You know, I mean, Paul certainly did, you know, as you just mentioned just a moment ago. And that's why we need to get back to who's God called us to be, knowing that he's called us. Our security doesn't come from everyone liking us or wanting to work with us on the same team. Our security comes from loving Jesus, knowing Jesus, and being a man or woman who's part of the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
That's what God had to do with me. Because when leaders moved on in my life, I took it personal. I mean, really personal.
Right.
And first of all, I felt like, well, not only did I pour my life out for many of the people, but I felt they were called by God, and how did I mess up? What happened to me? But I realized, no, my security doesn't come from people liking me or not, or even work with me or not. It comes from knowing I'm loved by Jesus.
That's awesome. You know, there's been times where I have worked so hard to get some key people I felt were key leaders to stay.
Yes.
Worked so hard.
Right.
And they wound up going anyway for various reasons.
Right.
And I mean, there is some self-development that can happen in that, to say, hey, am I doing something that is causing people to kind of run from me? And that's helpful to have relationships in our lives that help kind of smooth that out. But in the end of the day, I think, you know, that whole scaffolding principle is that some people are there to help you start.
Yes.
Some people are there to help you build.
Right.
And then some people are part of that building.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I think whether people are there long term or whether they're part of the scaffolding, we need to ask them openly, what could I do better? How could I be a better leader? How could I be more effective? You know, what have I done? What are my blind spots? We all have blind spots.
We all have
them. What are my blind spots I'm not seeing? That'll help us become better leaders for the future. And, you know, there's such power and affirmation, and such power. Jesus constantly encourage. And yes, we call out sin, of course, but there's power in affirmation. So even when people move on, We need to affirm them and bless them. We're kingdom people.
Yeah.
We're going to live forever in the kingdom together.
That's right.
Yeah. So we're kingdom people, and we need to give that affirmation that's needed.
Yeah, that's really good. I love how you talked about there, and I think that kind of touches on a principle of like having open feedback within your team and dialogue and communication and just how important that is.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if we're doing something that is pushing people away, we want to know.
Right.
You know? And that's a lot of times that's hard to hear. As a leader, is that you're not doing something right.
Right.
But in the end of the day, that's what the devil tries to convince you of. When people start, you know, shifting around, or maybe God is shifting people around.
Right.
The devil tries to convince you that, oh, you're a bad leader or you're not doing something right. So it's better to have conversations and say, hey, is there anything I'm doing that's wrong? Is there anything that, you know, what can I do better? I mean, I know I got blind spots.
Yeah.
You know, and so, Larry, minister to the person out there. Maybe the man or woman who is leading a team, and they kind of see themselves heading into the season of changeover. Because the scaffolding doesn't stay forever, does it?
No, it doesn't. You don't want it to stay forever, because a house doesn't look very nice if the scaffolding's around the house forever.
That's true. Yeah.
Right. So you want everyone placed properly in the kingdom where they should be placed. So if you're a leader and you've been dealing with, well, I'm not sure what's going on, some people who are on the team that I've led, I feel like they're not... perhaps they're not called to be with me anymore. I want to encourage you. You know, Jesus had the same experience. And I want to encourage you that Paul had the same experience. And that God's making you into the leader he's called you to be. And so that you can get your security, your total confidence in knowing Jesus, loving Jesus, and then being the leader, being open to constructive criticism, being open to that, to learn and grow, but you can be the leader God has called you to be. And for those of you that are on a team, and you feel like there's something shifting or shaking, or I'm not sure about the leadership on this team, well, maybe you need to get before God and say, am I part of the scaffolding or am I part of the wall? Either way, it's fine. Mm-hmm. And we can hear from God on that, and then we can be fulfilling our purpose in God and helping those around us fulfill their purpose all at the same time. So this is just par for the course.
That's awesome, because, so if you are on that team, I just want to add this.
Yes.
That if you are those people that, and you feel some internal shiftings, and you're on the team and you feel like, hey, maybe I am scaffolding, don't try and come up, you know, with an accusation to justify you know, somehow moving on, like, oh, this person is unspiritual, whatever.
Right.
Recognize that, hey, maybe a season is shifting, and maybe it's a time where I, am starting to move on into, God is moving me on into a different thing or a different passion or a different leading. And Larry, would you just pray for us?
I'd love to. Yeah, God is the God of seasons. So I ask in Jesus' name now for you, you're a leader of a team, whether you've been part of a team, that you would understand from the Lord your season in God. And you'd know whether right now, whether you're part of the wall, so to speak, or whether you're part of the scaffolding, knowing both are from the Lord, both are good, and whether he's called you to go help somebody else or continue to stay and build in the team you're in now. And may you receive all of your confidence in the Lord. May it come from him, from Jesus, and not in whether or not you stay on a team or whether or not someone gets off a team you lead, but may you receive that confidence and know your significance. Your significance is you're loved by Jesus, and may you be the leader God's called you to be, in Jesus' name.
So
amen.
Good.
Thank you for listening to Larry Kreider's Leadership Podcast. If you want more information about any of Larry's books, daily devotionals, small group resources, or any other teachings, go to LarryKreider.com.